Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Education Minister Norma Foley has defended the allocation of €9 million for pouches to store student mobile phones at secondary schools. The measure has been widely criticised by the opposition, who said the money could be much better spent on reducing class sizes and recruiting additional teachers and SNAs. Well, here to discuss this further, we're joined by Fianna Fáil Senator and Education Spokesperson Fiona O'Loughlin and by Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD and also Education Spokesperson for the party. And you're both very welcome to the programme this afternoon. Fiona, I'll come to yourself first. Can you outline to our listeners why it's a good idea to spend €9 million on phone pouches?
Thanks, Sarah, and good evening to you and indeed to Gary. Well, firstly, on the point of SNAs, money has been put into the budget for 1,600 extra SNAs and 650 extra special education teachers, which will lead to 2,700 new school places for children with additional needs, just to address that point. But in terms of why this is a good idea, there has been a very clear message, both from international research, from health experts, and indeed from our own experience, that to show that smartphones can and do have a really big impact on the health and well-being of young people. DCU Anti-Bullying Centre have been in front of the Oireachtas Education Committee a number of times, talking about the importance of school as a safe place where people can connect, and also talking about the bullying that can go on through mobile phones. And in a study that they did recently, they showed that about 12.4% of post-primary students were bullied, cyber-bullied. And that means three or four in every class. So either we get serious about this or we don't. Okay. And to be able to address this issue, which has really emerged over the last number of years.
So that's what the health experts are saying. But what about what the teachers are saying? Because the National Association of Principal and Deputy Principal said just this afternoon that allocating the €9 million fund pouch for to fund pouches for smartphones was a measure that they say was neither needed nor requested by school leaders.
It may not have been requested by school leaders, but I do remember recommendations made in 2020 in relation to the need for adults working in schools needing to have more concrete tools to deal with this, because young people are at increased incidence of anxiety, depression, maybe accessing inappropriate material, and at best being distracted by having mobile phones during school time. Only about 2 weeks ago, I attended myself the launch of a Kildare South Smartphone Ban Alliance, where parents of 15 different primary schools came together to bring about a voluntary pact between 15 schools. I hear it from parents every day. I hear it from teachers as well. I accept the point you're making from the principals.
It's not just the principals, though. It's other unions as well. It's lots of teachers on social media. I'm sure you'll have seen it. And Simon Lewis, one, for example, principal in Carlow Educate Together, he said in a tweet earlier that instead of spending this €9 million on the pouches, it could have been spent on 273 SNAs, 180 teachers, or 167 speech and language therapists, or 160 occupation therapists, and 112 educational psychologists.
Well, either we get serious about this or we don't. There clearly is an identified issue. We need to look at all of the different tools that we have and don't have and put them in place. And in terms of the amount of money, when you consider that we have nearly 500,000 young people in post-primary schools around the country, it would take significant funding to enable those schools to be able to supply the pouches that are being spoken about, or indeed some other form of storage.
Well, let me put that to Gary again. And Gary, what do you have to say to that? Tools are needed to try and help with this, which is, you know, a mental health threat to our students.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and good evening, Fiona, and your listeners. Look, nobody's denying the reality and the health advice of what Fiona has pointed to, but the reality is that putting €9 million into phone cases wasn't a solution that absolutely anybody, health expert or person in a school room, was calling for. I don't think anyone's saying that is the solution. I mean, a child online bullying is absolutely an issue and corrosive to the individual who's experiencing it. But the idea that you just put a phone in a box and for the day and then to go home and that won't be a factor anymore is absolutely just ludicrous. The fact is this money is being wasted and it could have gone into any number of other mainstream areas which would have made a substantive difference. More bullying action programmes, for example, where you could have paid for advocacy providers to come into the school probably would have had better outcomes. The fact is that schools, principals, unions, nobody is actually asking for this particular form of a tool. I mean, it's 9 million.
But do you think phones in schools are a problem, Gary?
Yeah, of course you do, sir.
So how should they be tackled?
In terms of how it's tackled, so phones in schools are a problem, and that's reflected by the fact that Fiona was talking about, she was at a meeting where parents were organising themselves and schools have been organising themselves. Schools have been facing with this problem for the last decade and they've responded in any number of ways. And let's not think that we go into any schools and students are sitting there with their feet on the tables looking at their phones. That's not the reality. Mm. In terms of what schools are actually asking for is increases substantially beyond the capitation grant. What else is a problem in school is poverty. Deep, far-rooted poverty. And what schools I've been around my area have been asking for would be, for example, DESH Plus programmes. And that 9 million, if it was put into a DESH Plus programme, would have paid for 150 teachers and 75 of the most disadvantaged schools. So I appreciate that there are issues. But like, schools the length and breadth of the country already have programmes in place in relation to funds.
Yeah, and let me go back to Fiona on that, because we have a text here from a listener, Fiona, who says, I work in a DESH co-ed secondary school in South Dublin. Our school have a policy of no phones, and it's been amazing. No phones in school or on the premises, no pouches or lockers. It can be done on a school by school basis. Is there any need for these pouches? Why can't there just be a rule?
Well, the minister has already recommended to schools, she already has made a ruling that there shouldn't be mobile phones used during the day. But that's difficult to monitor. And in speaking to teachers myself, they're finding it difficult to monitor. And indeed, I recall being on a board of management on one particular school where there were ongoing issues and parents were coming in to talk to the board about them. I think this is genuinely it's not something that we should be pitting against an either or in terms of the money that is needed. Money is always needed. There's over 75 million extra in capitation grants this year, which was just announced, which is really, really good.
All right, let Gary back in.
But that capitation grant extends to about 10. So the increase in capitation grant came to just close to about 10 million, and that's spread between primary, post-primary, and then special ed schools. So that's not going to go.
That's not the case.
But that's not going to go. That's the increase was about 10 million. It's there in the. Okay, you have. But in terms of where that's going to go to, that's not going to go to the fact that many schools can't keep their electricity on, they can't keep the lights on. They're still sending children home every single year with notes in their backpack asking for voluntary contributions. What would have made a marked difference is actually increasing, going after those targeted supports to go after poverty, to go after the type of things that schools are actually asking for.
All right, Fiona, you want
I'm a big advocate of supporting capitation grants, mm-hmm. and the capitation went up 12% this year, 9% last year, which is a 21% increase over 2 years. Now, that actually is 30 million this year, and there's another 45 on top of that because of an acknowledgement of the extra cost of living support. So that's 75 million extra.
That's cost of living support
this year. That's hugely important. But the 9 million
extra is different.
And that's why I'm saying that we shouldn't try to compare one with the other. This has been positive, it's been proactive, it's recognising an issue that is there, that has been recognised by schools.
Fiona, the minister
and
was asked
by
today,
parents.
The minister was asked today how much would that mean for each individual student, or what would that come to in terms of whatever this package is. She couldn't even explain if it would be 20 or 30 euro for the package. I mean, so all we have now is 9 million, which is essentially going to go into a black hole. I mean, we've already recognised schools
not the case.
Are already
there is a framework
their own systems
being developed
in place.
Okay. Between
but
department
the
and between
minister
schools.
Didn't know what it was
and
today.
There are options being put in place, as I understand it. There are options being put in place, and but the possibility of a large framework where there can
alrighty,
be
I just want to give you some listener reaction if you don't mind, and we'll have to take a break. Anna says 9 million on pouches while we fight to get scribes for kids with additional needs, barely have a library, fundraising for books, sports equipment, SNAs, it's a waste, says Anna. Mary was wondering what a phone pouch is. I think hopefully Mary you understand. I think at this stage it's a pouch, the phone is put in at the beginning of the day, you don't get it back to the end of the day. Another person says students would just put their decoy phones into the pouches. That comes from Audrey in Cork, who knew the students had decoy phones. Apparently they do. And another person says they're a waste of money. The government needs to support the mental health of our young. Just out of interest, Fiona, do you think if there's enough backlash against this and enough dissatisfaction among the educational community that the minister might reconsider?
I don't think so, because I do think it is something that we've all recognised at many of the different Oireachtas education committees. This has come up time and time again. And there was seen to be a need to have practical supports put in place to make schools a safe, connected place where young people can socialise with one another.
All
they
right.
don't have
not
the distraction.
Returning, is it?
And we all know the distraction of mobile phones in our lives, including
we do
myself.
Indeed. Well, you can keep your text coming to 51551. Fiona O'Loughlin and Gary Gannon, thank you. We'll be right back.